This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride.
Okay, when two clowns crashed, it was no laughing matter. And no, it was not part of their act. The two elderly men crashed their minivan on their way to the local fair. The driver, 83-year-old James Billingsley, aka Dimples the Clown, collided. He missed the entrance, but when he tried to make a U-turn, he slammed right into an SUV. They're okay. Police say Dimples was wearing oversized clown shoes, but police say that they did not play a role in the crash.
Ah, yes, inappropriate laughter. I know it well. Hey, joyriders, new week, new joyride. So, everyone knows or should know that we were made in the image of God. So since we laugh, it's a reasonable conclusion that God laughs as well. Yep, God has a sense of humor. Don't believe me? Take a look at a duck-billed platypus sometimes and tell me God doesn't have a sense of humor. So this week, the guys discuss what makes them laugh. And if you couldn't tell by the opening clip, I love laughing at inappropriate times. Oh, don't get me wrong. I don't mean laughing at a funeral. I would never do something like that. Again, nah, I mean like when you're getting scolded by your teacher and you burst out laughing because you're thinking about how funny it would be to laugh while getting scolded. Or for you husbands out there, when your wife is getting on your case about something and you laugh out loud for some reason and she finds nothing funny about the situation, but you find it to be hilarious. That's what I find funny. Yep, that's, pray for me, y'all. Pray for me. But before we get to this week's clip, here's another example of inappropriate laughter.
Now to the story of a pig that is inspiring others. One pot-bellied pig has certainly endured his share of problems. Chris P. Bacon was born without the use of his back. My king. Yeah, you have to read this story.
There is tons of shenanigans and laughter that goes on around here. I can assure you
there
that.
There is.
Yes.
And I love the idea of, you know, when I'm at war, you're at war. You know, if you're at war, I'm at war. You know, that whole thing, locking arms, and you can feel that and experience it is a part of being included, is a good word. Mm-hmm. Like rather than being like set aside, you're an intricate part of everything if you're in the group. And that's because we all are an intricate part of that, mm-hmm. but a big part of that here is laughter. And so the person you wouldn't think, you know, when you just came up with a subject, like who would have the first clip in this particular show? And so I thought, you know, just to get to the punchline.
The joke's on me. Well,
because Sam's not here, I said, let's go with Jim.
I think it was a turn of millennium the last time I was the first clip.
Oh, yeah.
And the first show. But sometimes I get the
But Jim has of all the sense of humors that are represented here. And everybody, I don't know, you just like, you know, everybody has their own idea of the Trinity and all those kind of things. They have some certain theology that they own. Jim has his own, you know, certainly sense of humor.
Yes.
That
it's you, very unique.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Very unique.
Very unique, yeah.
Yeah.
And Princess Bride-ish is the best way I know to put it.
I thought that's where we would go.
Best movie ever.
And the story that I really wanted to talk about from the scripture was 1 Samuel 4 and 5 kind of goes into the story where the Philistines defeat Israel because Israel is turning from God. And then you've got the Ark of the Covenant coming into the picture after they got defeated because they're like, oh, we're going to bring our good luck charm, because that's how they treated God and the ark. That's our charm. We're going to beat the Philistines now. And there's a big uproar in the camp of the Israelites, and they're like so happy, and the Philistines hear all this and they feel it, and they're like, they're scared, and they're like, oh my gosh, God has come into their camp, you know, what's going to happen? Then somebody steps up and says, no, we got to be brave and go after this. Well, the Philistines still beat Israel. And what do they take? They take the ark. It's like, oh, look at that. This, like, oh my gosh, Israel is just defeated, inflated. You know, they're just like, oh, this is horrible. We lost the ark. God is not with us anymore. And you've got the Philistines thinking, oh, this is the greatest thing. Oh, we're going to put the ark in there with our God. And that God's name was what? Dagon. I always get that confused. But they're going to put him with Dagon. And then Israel's being told about this big incident. And one of the things I thought was pretty interesting here is you got Eli being told that, hey, the ark, there was this big fight, you know, the battle. And he's asking, well, how'd the battle go? And it's like, oh, we lost the battle. And your sons, Hophni and Phinehas, are both dead. And Eli's like, okay, yeah. He's listening. And then he goes, oh, when the ark was taken, that's what gets him. He knew his sons were up to a bunch of shenanigans. They were really bad people. And he falls off the back of a chair and he dies. I mean, that right there, you know, death isn't really funny, but you think about all the shenanigans going on, and that's the way he goes down, finding out that, wow, all of this that's been going on in the land of Israel, that's what's going to kill him. Well, the next morning when the Philistines wake up, they go in to check on old Dagon, see how he's doing. He's bowed down, prostrate to the ark.
Oh, I'll be daggone.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.